Hello, my name is Jackson Young. I'm the Associate Director of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, and I am your pastor for the day. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. At the end of this doxology, Paul exhorts the Ephesian church to give God glory for the past, the future, and the present. He does this in three ways: a consolation, an exclamation, and in culmination. First is consolation through reflection on the past. The phrase "throughout all generations" is a strong encouragement to give God glory through remembrance. Specifically, remembrance of the very presence of God. And the word "throughout" is a word indicating the totality of God's presence. He is present not just at the beginning of things, not only at the good parts, nor does he wait to swoop in at the last minute. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. If God brings you to it, he will see you through it. And the same idea is reinforced because of the word "all," throughout all generations. Not some, not most, but all. And not only is God relational, he's generational. In the Old Testament, when God identifies himself, he starts with these words: "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." When he reveals his covenant name to Moses at the burning bush, when Moses is asking God, "Who is it that I should tell the elders is the one who sent me?" God says, "I am that I am." In other words, I will continue to be who I have always been. And what we need to realize is that what went for these patriarchs goes for us. Paul, the apostle, is reiterating a concept as old as God himself. He is not telling us something new. He is reminding us of something we should never forget. And then he comes to an exclamation when he says, "forever and ever," exclamation point. We give God glory for the future because we don't have to wonder if God will be there with us. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Jesus says in Matthew 28, "Lo, I am with you always." And I want to go a step further and suggest that through this exclamation, Paul reveals to us even more about who God is. He always has been, and he always will be. God exists in himself eternally. He is the source and the fountain of all being. He is Alpha and Omega. And this might all sound very theological, but I would say to you, yes. And the purpose of all good theology is doxology. Those verses 20 and 21 of Ephesians chapter 3 are a doxology, a short expression giving glory to God. We learn about who God is so that we might break into adoration and praise. We worship him because he is eternal yet personal. He is infinite yet intimate. He is unsearchable yet knowable. He is the God who is worthy to receive our highest praise from this time forth and forever. And then we come to the culmination of who God is to us in Christ at the present. Amen. This entire section, starting in verse 14 of chapter 3, is a prayer. And so it's only fitting that Paul would conclude this way: the fulfillment, the completion, the perfection of a promise. We don't have to wait for this promise to be realized later. It is so for us now. The closing amen is not a mere formality. It calls us as believers to agree with the praise that has just been uttered and rest in the certainty of God's grace. We give him glory in the present by affirming with the amen that we know he is able. Amen is the answer to a covenantal statement, a statement we have expounded on not only about the power of God, but the goodness of God. God has revealed himself, and we now confirm the truth of what he has disclosed with a hearty assent and agreement. The amen is firm. It is sure. It is the Spirit-chosen word that binds every promise of God to its fulfillment in Christ and invites every believer to stake their life on its unbreakable certainty. Give him glory despite your past. Give him glory because of your future. Give him glory with steadfast obedience in the present. He is worthy to be praised. He is more than able. I'm Jackson Young, the Associate Director of Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, and I am your pastor for the day.